Welcome back to another episode of the Gospel Fuel Podcast. My name is Tanner. I'm on staff here at First Family Church. And each week at the Gospel Fuel Podcast, we have two portions of the podcast. Sunday Primer, which helps you get your heart ready for Sunday worship, gathering of God's people, and then Midweek Refill, which is this portion of the podcast, which walks through our Bible reading plan that we are going through this year. And each week I bring on a staff member or a key leader from our church, and we just talk about one of the passages from this week's reading. And if you want to join us in that reading plan, you can go to firstfamily.church, resources, and then Bible reading plan. And we are on week 14 this week. And we have with us today Ali Al-Husseini, who's our youth director. And Ali's going to bring a word for us from the Gospel of Luke.
Yeah, Tanner, thanks for having me on here. So yeah, when I was reading this, one chapter that really stood out to me is Luke chapter 17, but primarily from verse 11 to verse 18. So just the background. So Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, right, to the cross, where he's about to lay his life down for all of us. And he's stopping from village to village. So he's in Samaria, Galilee. And so all of a sudden he stops in another village and it says 10 men who have leprosy came to him. Well, these men never met Jesus before. So they've heard the rumors, the things that Jesus has done. So they've heard about the miracles, the healing, the people, you know, casting out demons. So they're like, we need to go see this guy because we're unholy. We need healing. And so let's go see Jesus. So they run to Jesus and they stood far away from him, right? Mm-hmm. Because they were unclean. They had to keep themselves distance from Jesus and everyone else. And so they say, Jesus, all 10 of them at the same time, Jesus, have mercy on us. And I love this because the next thing that you see is Jesus didn't lay hands on them. He didn't say, you are healed, but he said, go and see the priest. And the reason why he says, go see the priest is because back in the day when you are unclean, you have to go see a priest. If you got healed, you have to go see the priest, and the priest will say and give you the final decision. Yeah, right. You are clean.
Right.
And so they're like, all right, cool. Well, at that moment, you're like looking at themselves and say, well, I'm still unclean. What are you talking about? But what is happening is they took a step of faith. They believed. They knew exactly who Jesus is. He's like, all right, he's got the authority because they called him master, right? So they knew he had the authority and the power. So he's like, all right, cool. We're going to take a step of faith. We're going to go and believe that we are going to get healed by the time we get there. And so they go, they took a step of faith, and then all of a sudden they get cleansed, they get healed. Well, out of the 10, one of them decides to go back in verse 17 and 18 and says, and he falls at the feet of Jesus and thanks him and praises Jesus. And of course, Jesus, he's like, I'm not a mathematic genius or anything like that, but there was 10 of you. But only one of you came back. And that shows me like we need to be thankful. We need to praise Jesus in our greatest miracles. And we saw that 9 of them didn't come back and thank Jesus, but one of them did. In the same time, in our, you know, I'm a victim to this too. Like sometimes I wait for these greatest miracles, the greatest blessings. And then, oh yeah, thank you God for this. But if we only do that in the greatest miracles, then we'll never do that in the smallest miracles. And so those 9 that didn't, they're never going to find the time to thank Jesus for everything he's done in those small moments. And so really that hit home run with me because I want to make sure I praise God in the good times and the hard times, in the big blessings and then the ones that I think they're not. But hey, I'm breathing today. I'm on your podcast today. Thank God. Praise God for that. And so really it's just, we need to be thanking God, and it's a great reminder for me every single day.
Yeah, that's really good. I can't help but think too of in this passage you talked about. You know, they stood. It specifically tells us they stood at a distance, and you know, in that day, these guys would know like we have leprosy, we can't go, we can't be near people. People will flee from us. Like they knew all this stuff, and so they're standing at a distance. And I just can't help but think like, This is all of us. This is humankind. We are like, we have a spiritual leprosy in our souls that is sin, and we are all, you know, accursed. People would think they were like cursed or that you had this like this very evident disease that would infect other people. And that's us in humanity. And we, you know, these guys are sitting there standing at a distance saying like, I can't be near you, master.
Yeah.
And Jesus just in his condescension comes to us, and it doesn't tell us if he drew near in the moment,
mm-hmm.
but Jesus as a whole drew near to us
yeah.
in our sickness and our sin and our, like he condescended yeah. to us. So just when he came to earth, lived among us, like he didn't have to come and live amongst a super messed up, sinful people,
yep.
a leprous people, mm-hmm. spiritually leprous people. But he still said like, no, I'm going to go and I'm going to become one of them because that's the only way. That is the way to yep. save all of them.
Yeah.
So it just, we have a God who comes near.
Yeah. That's powerful.
Even when we can't,
yeah.
we're at a distance. We are far from God. And God says, no, I'm going to come near to you.
Yeah. Which takes me to, sometimes we want to get ourselves right. Right. I've heard this so many times. Oh, I can't go to church. Mm-hmm. I'm not right. And it's like, no, you don't have to. Like, you just come to church.
Mm.
God will work in your heart as you continue to come.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't come
mm-hmm.
for the sick, you know, for the healed people. He came for the sick people. He came for those that don't know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that it's home run. And I think it takes me back to, you know, 3-4 years ago when Brittany and I first got called into moving to Iowa from Arizona. You know, we came and the first thing was like, hey, we want to get back into ministry. Let's move to Iowa. And the second thing was, let's start a business. Mm-hmm. Well, a year into it, we were working on the business and the business crashed. Like we just didn't work out. Interest rates high, you know. And so we had to close down the business. Well, in that moment, I was devastated. I was like, man, God, why did you do this? Like mm-hmm. This is why you called me here. Mm-hmm. But through prayer, through time being in the Word of God, literally, he's like, no, you didn't come here for the business. You came mm-hmm. here for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so looking back at it now, I thank God for the moment of him taking the business, right? It didn't work out. But look where it ended me. I'm here working at First Family Church and, you know, really doing amazing things that, you know, God has planned for me, being mm-hmm. the hands and feet of Jesus. Mm-hmm. So I look back now, it's like, oh, thank God. Like, yeah, it was a hard time then.
Mm-hmm.
But looking back now, it's like, oh, thank you, Jesus.
Right.
So really in every step, even the hard times, we, you know, he came for us. And
mm-hmm.
you know, when we didn't deserve it, he mm-hmm. still came for us. And so we just got to thank him mm-hmm. in every moment.
Amen. Man, that's a good word. Well, Ali, thanks for joining us on the podcast this week. Church, I hope you'll join us next week on the Gospel Fuel podcast.